Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's time for the free kick with Atlanta United president Darren Eales. Brought to you by Associated Credit Union. Better than a bank and anyone can join on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
He joins us on a weekly basis, usually in studio today. Darren is on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United. And Darren, hope you're doing well today, my friend. How are things?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. All good, thanks. Getting excited, ready for World Cup starting very soon.
No doubt about it. And I want to start there before we get into some United conversation. We're getting amped up here at the studio. We had a blind drawing for our teams as we stuck our hand in a bag and pulled out four different teams for the different rounds. The World Cup itself, the event, you know, every 4 years, everybody gets behind it. The U.S. not in it for the first time since 1986. But I still think that a lot of folks are going to pay attention, Darren.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, it's the biggest sort of sporting event. It comes every 4 years. And, you know, there'll be some storylines. Who knows who this year's sort of Cinderella team's going to be that the neutral can sort of get behind. But whether that's Peru or, you know, it could be a Costa Rica again who went on a great run 4 years ago. But it's just, you know, it's fun to see. And we've got the, you know, top players in the world playing. I know Mike managed to draw Argentina, so he'll get a good run for his money with Messi. And, you know, just to see those players out on the pitch is going to be pretty amazing.
It's just kind of fun. I mean, I wasn't really all jazzed about getting Iran, but especially considering they don't have a uniform to wear Nike as part of the boycott against them, pulled out on the duds. But, Carl, I got South Korea, Poland. Who are your other three teams here, Dukes?
Oh, I've got them out on the desk out there. I'm supposed to take a picture and send it to Knox so he can post it. But okay. Portugal, I think I got Mexico.
And that's the thing, Darren. Mexico's a team which always has a lot of talent, and they just seem to be the victim of just some strange set of circumstances every year and rarely get it past 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's an incredible run where they've got through the group stages and just lost that first knockout. I think something ridiculous like six tournaments on the trot. It's, you know, could this be the year that they break that hoodoo and actually get a bit further?
Right. And by the way, we talked about this with Jason Longshore yesterday. We're glad that Barco was not picked or anybody else was picked to go to any of their teams, right? We're good.
Yeah, I mean, selfishly, we're glad that we've got all of our Atlanta United players throughout the duration of the tournament. So from our perspective, we don't have any disruption, which, you know, there's a number of MLS clubs. It's actually 19 players playing in the World Cup that have come from MLS teams, the most ever in the history of the league. And, you know, that's clearly a disruption for those teams that are losing players.
Darren, as we talk about the World Cup 2026, U.S., Mexico, Canada, the vote is going to be on the eve of the start of the World Cup. Mike Conti and Jason Longshore and I were talking about this earlier in the bullpen with Mike as well. What do we know at this point? Do we know anything?
No, well, we know when the vote's going to be roughly. So tomorrow morning is actually going to be early hours of Wednesday. The conference starts at 2 a.m. Eastern time, and we're expecting the decision about 5 a.m. So 5 a.m. tomorrow morning when we wake up, we should know, hopefully, that the North America bids won it, and we've got the World Cup coming to Atlanta in 2026.
And that's the thing. I mean, with all due respect to Morocco, even you combine the biggest cities and the biggest venues and something, you know, when you had the FIFA folks in, I mean, Mercedes-Benz sells itself. I can't imagine that you could compare any stadium anywhere else in the world to what we've got here in Atlanta.
No, I mean, it's not just Atlanta, to be fair, to, you know, the whole bid. You've got the infrastructure in place, and it's going to be the first World Cup with 48 teams. So it's a bigger World Cup than ever before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you look at Morocco and the amount of money that's going to have to be spent on stadiums compared to what you have with that North America bid where, you know, literally you have the stadiums now already built. You don't have to spend that money. You know, from an economic perspective, it makes sense. But we spoke about this before. You never know with FIFA. It's not always the obvious choice that gets picked. So until we actually hear that announcement tomorrow, we can't count our chickens.
All right, it's Darren Eales, president of our Atlanta United. Let's talk about this match that we had and look ahead to Columbus. Mike and I said it on Monday. It was like wiping our brow. We were lucky to get out of there with a draw. It was a weird match. Was it not for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of a smash and grab, to be fair. I mean, we got the point. We just took it and ran because I had a laugh with Brad after the game because I said, to be fair, the post was probably the man of the match, but because he couldn't talk, we picked him to do the sort of post-match TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, the post sort of saved us three times. You know, Goose was just phenomenal. I mean, he's just like a brick wall there, blocking everything. And, you know, if you compare it to last year, we'll take the point and, you know, sometimes you've got to grind it out. But there's no doubt that, you know, Yankee Stadium is just a very strange place to play soccer. And, you know, so, you know, fair play to New York City. It's a great home advantage for them because it is so idiosyncratic and difficult to play on.
And we've talked so much about it with Darren Eales about how, you know, FIFA, I guess they get a special dispensation. How does MLS sign off on that? Because it really does give them, they had not lost or tied until we did the draw with them on Saturday.
No, I mean, I think if you go back to the history of NYCFC, I think the theory was that it was going to be very a very short period of time they'd be playing at Yankee Stadium. But, of course, what's happened is it's got more difficult to find a stadium option for the team. So it's been longer than I think anyone anticipated.
Darren Eales on the WaitForward.com hotline. Concerns about Miggy and his health after he went down?
Well, yeah, when he went down, very concerned. You know, fortunately, it looks like it's not a serious injury, so he's still day to day. But you know, it isn't one where we're sort of worried about him being out for a long period of time, which is obviously great news.
The Columbus team we saw last year, obviously the playoff draw, and we know we had played a ton of games down the stretch, and maybe fatigue was a factor. But decent goalkeeping. What concerns you most about going on the road against Columbus?
Well, the keeper, Zach Steffen. I mean, fair play to him. He played that game against us in the playoffs where he was unbelievably good, and now he had a great game for the national team, American national team against France a couple of days ago. So, you know, he's gone on to bigger and better things since that game. So, you know, he's a top player. The 9 games unbeaten, they've sort of gone under the radar a little bit just in our Eastern Conference. And the way that Greg Berhalter sets them up, they just play great football. So it'll be a good game to watch for the purists, I think, because you've got two good teams that try to play football, and it's a nice pitch. You know, it's a decent pitch. I'll be interested to see what the crowd is, because you know there's a lot of controversy over Columbus and a potential relocation. So for a midweek game, I don't think there's going to be a huge crowd there. So that may play into our hands a little bit.
How do we get pressure on the ball? What's Tata going to do there in this match?
Well, he's got some options up. I mean, in terms of formation, we've been playing three at the back for a majority of our games this season. But, you know, he can look at the system. Perhaps he goes four at the back, four in midfield, you know, and sort of presses up that way. You know, we did, when we played last year, Tito actually had a great game playing as a sort of striker up front. It was when we had Jose Martinez injured and Tito scored, you know, a good couple of goals that got us a win. So I think he's got some options up his sleeve. It'll be interesting to see what Tata actually does on game day.
It is Darren Eales, the president of Atlanta United FC, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Guys, we got the draw against New York City. We're up on them, guys, by 2 points, and certainly things are looking good. What is one thing you'd like to maybe focus on when we do have the chance for you to maybe add some talent to this team?
Well, we're always looking to add the talent, Mike, and you know, I think there's a few areas where we feel we could have a little bit more strength in depth, and so that's probably the areas that we're going to look at, you know, across sort of midfield, defensive midfield, obviously could be an area that we look to improve upon. But, you know, I think for us it will be a case of if we can find a player that we feel strengthens the squad at the right price, because we're in a salary cap environment, so we've always got to be aware of that, then we'll look to do that. So, you know, we've been working hard over the last couple of months, and we're hopeful that we'll see some improvements to the squad in the next transfer window.
No doubt about it. It's Darren Eales, guys, on the WaitForward.com hotline, joining us for his weekly visit to talk about Atlanta United. All things soccer-related, as he said, getting ready for the start of World Cup. There's a big announcement. We will know tomorrow, by the time we come on, what the situation is as far as that bid for the U.S., Mexico, and Canada, and whether we're going to be involved in the 2026, Mike, World Cup, which seems like a long way away, but hey, man.
And who knows? Maybe the things will go screwy in the Middle East, and we'll still get it sooner than later. Darren Eales is with us here talking about our Atlanta United. The team is looking so great. We've got so many good things to be excited about. I mean, it's just the season is so long, though, Darren. And, you know, getting back to the New York City game, the ebb and flow. Carl and I talked about it on Monday. We've had some really bad breaks, VAR, red cards. And so maybe the soccer gods gave us one up there in New York.
Yeah, and I think, look, as a disruption, Miggy got the knock on his shoulder really early on, and he sort of fought through it till halftime. But we were really a man down for that first half, because you could see from the way that Miggy was playing that he was, you know, reluctant to get involved in any tackles. So, you know, that disrupted us because it was very early on. So I think, you know, there were some factors that mitigated in terms of performance. But it is a long season, and sometimes you need a little bit of luck, and I think, you know, it was luck. There was a good bit of fortitude, and obviously a great performance from Brad Guzan and, you know, the defense to dig out that result. But where we are now, we're coming up to halfway through the season, and to be top of the Supporters' Shield standings in only our second season, I think that's something we would have all accepted at the start of the season. But now the key thing is, how do we build on that going into the second half of the season, and hopefully a nice U.S. Open Cup run as well, which would be fantastic.
Now, we had a lot of guys on this team last year that suffered the L in the playoffs when we lost to Columbus right here at Mercedes-Benz. I mean, you know, we always talk about this in other sports, but little revenge factor? I mean, it won't mean as much, but it'd be nice to get this one.
Yeah, I mean, that would be great to get the revenge, but to be honest, I don't think we even need that because you just need to look at the standings. I mean, this is a huge game for us. If we could go and get 3 points at Columbus, we start to open that gap between us and the rest of the Eastern Conference.
Yep, right.
And it really sets a marker down for the rest of the season.
And that's the thing, Darren, not to look too far ahead, but if it did come down to us and the New York City FC squad, who, by the way, their coach goes over to France to play to coach Nice, I'd rather be playing at Mercedes-Benz and have to go up there to that bandbox at Yankee Stadium.
Absolutely, and look, that's one of the things. We want to qualify for the playoffs. We want to sort of get ahead of ourselves, but then the best position we can finish obviously gives us that home advantage. If we can get 1 and 2 seeds, we get a bye. So these are the things as the season goes on. We'll set ourselves goals, but we'll always be striving to, we'd love to be the Supporters Shield winner and have that home advantage the whole way through, including the potentially the MLS Cup final.
Speaking of trophies, we got a shot at the U.S. Open Cup. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, no, we're dead excited about that. We've got a game we're going to play at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on the 20th against Chicago. And for us, we've said this is a real sort of chance for us to win a trophy, and we've got a home draw in the next two rounds. So we know that we're obviously at home against Chicago. If we were to be fortunate enough to win that game, then we'll be playing either Louisville or Nashville, which are both mm-hmm. USL teams from the league below at home. So we've got a real chance to potentially get through to a semi-final. So this is a tournament that, we'll definitely be taking seriously.
MLS All-Star Game sold out yet, or are there still tickets left for Juventus?
Still some tickets to go, but it's one of those that's fast selling out, and that's going to be a cracking game for us on the 1st of August at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Mm. There'll be another chance, hopefully, for us to break records. We've been breaking it in terms of MLS. We're hopeful to break a record in the U.S. Open Cup on the 20th, and obviously it'd be nice to also get the biggest ever attendance for an All-Star game.
Well, Darren, we look forward to seeing what the future has in store for our Atlanta United, and excited about the start of the World Cup, man. Thank you so much for joining us as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week. Let's go up to Columbus and handle our business.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.